This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. 28th Madan Ashrit Memorial Day being observed today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says democracy turns fruitful when connected to people's lives. 16 corona-related deaths reported across the country and India rolls out new local COVID drug after emergency approval. Now the news in detail. The 28th Madan Ashrit Memorial Day is being marked today, remembering the contribution made by communist ideology Madan Bhandari and leader Jibrat Ashrit. Prime Minister and CPN-UML chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli has said democracy would be meaningful when it was connected to the lives of the people and people were assured of their prosperous life. Issuing a press release on the 28th Memorial Day of leader duo Madan Kumar Bhandari and Jibrat Ashrit today, CPN-UML chairperson Oli pleads to protect, implement and develop the people's multi-party democracy put forth by popular leader Bhandari, making his commitment for continued activism for the strengthening of nationality and safeguarding of national interests. He said he would work to make the party unified, pro-people, dynamic and disciplined and a leading force of the country. Prime Minister Oli vowed to put on efforts to continue the campaign for integrating the movement by redefining the unification process in a new forms. Also on the occasion, CPN-UML General Secretary and Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel recalled late Bhandari as a successful leader to bring the leftist and democratic movement of Nepal to a new height. On the Memorial Day today, CPN-UML has set a program to offer tribute to the leader duo at its old central office building at Madan Nagar. Leader Bhandari and Ashrit had lost their lives in a jeep accident at Dastunga some 28 years ago. 16 corona-related deaths have been reported in Baki, Chitwan, Saptari, Kanchanpur and Tanahur district. 8 people died of coronavirus infection in Baki district. According to a district COVID-19 crisis management center, Baki's focal person, Tej Oli, 6 people died at Veri Hospital and 2 people at Nepalganj Medical College, Kohalpur. Likewise, 2 more deaths have been reported in Chitwan district, 2 in Saptari district, 1 in Tanahur district and 3 in Kanchanpur district. Senior literature professor Rajendra Subedi has died of coronavirus infection today. Subedi was receiving treatment at Sahid Gangalal National Heart Center. He was born on 3rd August in 1945 at Pasthar. He has published more than 36 of books. Likewise, he was the former head of the Central Department of Nepali and also a former chairman and general manager at Gorkhapatra Corporation. Nepal Telecom has started 4G voice service from today as per the demand of the customers. Spokesperson Rajesh Joshi said on the occasion of World Telecommunication and Information Society Day, Nepal Telecom has started testing the VoLTE service on prepaid and postpaid 4G mobile phones from today. Nepal Telecom have said with availability of the service, 4G mobile phones will have high definition HD voice, easy connectivity with dialing network and more quality in the service. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Province 1, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said people must continue to play their part in stopping coronavirus as lockdown rules ease in England, Wales and most of Scotland. Millions of people can now socialize indoors in limited numbers, hug loved ones and visit pubs and restaurants inside again. The ban on foreign travel has also been lifted and replaced with the new rules. But British Prime Minister Johnson said everyone still needed to be cautious and also get tested twice a week. In Wales and Northern Ireland, they are available for certain people, such as those who cannot work from home. Palestinian officials in Gaza say Sunday was the deadliest day since the current fighting with Israel began. 42 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes on the territory on Sunday. Israel's army say Palestinian militants have fired more than 3,000 rockets at Israel over the past week. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned that further fighting could plunge the region into an uncontrollable crisis. The UN has also warned of fuel shortages in Gaza, which could lead to hospitals and other facilities losing power. Gaza officials said 42 people, including 16 women and 10 children, died in Sunday's Israeli airstrikes. India has begun distributing a new locally developed drug to treat COVID-19 symptoms. Authorities have approved 2DZ and it is to be the first used in hospitals across the capital, Delhi. According to a government statement, it will be immense benefit to the people suffering from COVID-19. However, some critics are warning that there is not enough data available to back up the drug's emergency approval as a COVID-19 treatment. Health experts point out that D2 was originally developed and tested for treating cancer but has not been approved yet even after prolonged use. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. 28th Modern Auschwitz Memorial Day being observed today, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says democracy turns fruitful when connected to people's lives. 16 corona-related deaths reported across the country and India rolls out new local COVID drug after emergency approval. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our site www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.